Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Amen. So every encounter with the Word is an encounter with God. And you can't encounter God and your life remain the same. Is somebody with me in this service? Lord, open the pages of your Word to me today that will open my destiny to new chapters. Open your Word to me today that will open my destiny to new chapters. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. For as we behold him as in a glass, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Somebody make a demand on God this morning. Lord, send me your word and open new chapters for my destiny, for my life, for my family. Let every closed destiny be open as your word open up for us this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you and thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. God's word shall be open to each and everyone. If you believe that, please say loud, amen. In the name of Jesus. Father, we are grateful because we are here in your presence. No any other place, the best place to be in your presence. And thank you for drawing us near. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. For thou will show us the path of life. Let the path of life be unveiled. Even this morning for each and everyone. Give everyone an encounter with destiny. By the encounter we have today, Lord, let every destiny change a new chapter. In the name of Jesus. For all you do, we vow to give you the glory. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A believer in the house, a louder amen. Come on, help me welcome your neighbor again. Tell them welcome to church this morning. You will encounter destiny. Amen and amen. Celebrate the Lord with a clap offering as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Somebody please, louder again, we are going to declare the theme of the month. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You can say it more louder, please. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Therefore, beginning from this morning, we are going to be looking at this word, understanding the benefits of following divine direction. Understanding the benefit of following divine direction. Because the more you understand, the more outstanding your destiny becomes. Proverbs 4 and verse 7. The Bible says, wisdom is a principal thing in all thy getting. you get understanding. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1, 18 and 19, the Bible says, I pray that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened so that you can know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints. Praying God that through this service, somebody's understanding shall be open. In the name of Jesus. Just as a sheep will always need a shepherd, no matter your age, no matter your experience, no matter your expertise, every one of us will always continually, constantly, tirelessly require divine direction. Divine direction is not optional. It is mandatory. If destiny is what you want, it cannot be done with common sense. Romans 8:14, for as many are led by the Spirit, he said, they are the sons of God. So the sons of God, we always require the leading of the Spirit. Why is that so? When the Lord is your shepherd, you don't want. Hallelujah. That's the theme for the month, isn't it? Psalm 23 and verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. When the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. So if you are wanting, is perhaps the Lord is not your shepherd. I saw this scripture, and I picked that up as foundation on Wednesday, very important scripture, which I want you to pay attention to, please. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. The subject of divine direction is not optional. Even though God will not force his direction on you, but you must understand that if destiny is what you want, divine direction is not an option. It's mandatory. Hallelujah. Look at it on the screen, please, people of God. Let's read one to go, everyone. Let's go now. Oh, Lord, I know that the way of man is not himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his step. Please, can you help us look for it in the Amplified Version? Which we read, very, very important. It is not a man. That means the sat-nav that directs your destiny, God did not put it inside you. God put it in his hand. So there are no self-made man in this kingdom. There are only self-helped man. If God does not help you, you will face all kinds. Now, look, pay attention to this. This is more emphasis now. It's the same scripture. He said, oh Lord, plead Jeremiah in the name of the people. I know that the determination of the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in man, even in a strong man or in a man at his best. That means at the best of your peakest, the best of your expertise, say you cannot direct your step. So there are no experienced men in the school of divine direction. We are all learning. Tell your neighbor, we are all learning. So in case you say, well, God spoke yesterday, God is still speaking today. So if you are tired of hearing him, then what you have done is that you have decided to become stagnated. Divine direction is not of, please, if you don't remember anything I said today, please note what I've just said. Divine direction is not optional. It is mandatory. It's not if. It's a must. It is not a man to direct himself. Psalm 100 and verse 3. He said, know ye not that the Lord is the one that has made us. And what? we are not on our own. So we are his people and the sheep of what? And for every sheep that does not want to suffer, he must depend on his shepherd. Please again help me ask your neighbor, who is your shepherd? What's their response? In Isaiah 58 and verse 11, he said, the Lord shall guide thee continually. Guidance is continually. And when God is the one guiding you continually, he said, and you shall be satisfied, even in drought. When things are supposed to be dry, you will be flourishing. Somebody will say a loud amen.
Amen.
I say somebody will say a loud amen.
Amen.
There is a place you are meant to enter this month that will catapult you and look as if you have entered 100 years of your life. May the Lord guide you through it this month. I thought I would hear the louder amen.
Amen.
Understanding the benefit of following divine direction. In Isaiah 48 and verse 21. Hear what the word of the Lord says. These are things not to play with. They thirsted not when he led them. They thirsted not when he led them through the desert. In the desert is meant to be dry. But when God is leading you, it's not about the place. It's about who is leading. He caused the water to flow. Are you catching that now? Men are not made by places. Men are made by who is leading them. The water flowed out of the rock. He cleaved the rock also, and the water gushed out. Your water will be gushing out.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
I said I did not hear your amen.
Amen.
Listen, anywhere God leads becomes your garden of Eden. Anywhere. Anywhere. It's not about being abroad. No, no, no. What you need is not from abroad. It's from above. What you need is not from abroad. It's from above. What you need is not from abroad. It's from above. I don't care what brought you here. I don't care what is doing, whatever. I don't care. Because in the subject of divine direction, there are no masters. We are all children. As many that are led, they are the sons of God. No matter the vision, the intensity of the vision, but every vision that has no direction will suffer frustration. Vision is what to go or what to do. Direction is how to go about it. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 10. If the iron is blunt, he said, you will do wet it with the edge. Then you must put more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. So, not all who succeed are sweating to succeed. Sweating is not your birthright, it's a curse. If the iron is blunt, you will need to wet it. You will need to put more strength. That means struggling to make ends meet, and yet it's not meeting. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Hallelujah. Wisdom is what? Profitable. When I am the one directing you, everything becomes profitable. Profitable. Isaiah 48 verse 17. Hear what the word of the Lord says. And I love this scripture. One of my most gracious scriptures that pushes me every time. He said, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the only one of Israel. I am the Lord, your God, which teach you to what? So God can teach you to profit in life. And I mean, I lead you by the way that you should go. The way I teach you to profit is by leading you. When God leads, it makes the leader out of the led. It makes the leader out of the led. Tell your neighbor you don't have to struggle through life. Allow God to lead you. Tell your neighbor, you don't have to struggle through this life. Allow God to lead you. Somebody say, believe in amen.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes 10:15, the labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them. He said, because he knoweth not how to get to the city. Know how. Know how. So while vision shows us what is ahead, divine direction defines the step to getting there. So if you ask me, what is direction? Direction simply means the step by step of how to get to where you want to go. It's not enough to know where you are going. You must define, how do I get there? And I want to pray for you that your journey will not be long. Please say louder amen and receive that.
Amen.
Your journey will not be long.
Amen.
Your journey will not be long.
Amen.
But please let God lead you. Let God lead you. Isaiah 48:17. Let God lead you. Let God lead you. Let God lead you. Exodus 13 and verse 17. Exodus 13:17. It came to pass when Israel had to let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. God did not lead them through the shortcut, although that was near. Beware of shortcut. It has cut short many destiny. Beware of shortcut. You know, you just got down. If you don't want to struggle, just get married. By the time you have your papers, you'll just be going. Beware of shortcut. It has May your life not be shortcut. Beware. We live in a world of fast-paced world. Beware of this get-rich-quick scheme. Although he wanted, they are supposed to go through the land of the Philistine, even though it was near, not every shortcut is God caught. My brother, relax. You have young men who are already 20 and they're saying they want to be a millionaire. Process. Calm down. You are not the only one that wants to be a millionaire. Calm down. It's making a lot of people do too many things they are not supposed to do. It's making people trying to cut corners, and their destiny is being cut. Your destiny will not be dashed. For instance, a woman say, well, me, I don't want to suffer. I'm looking for a rich man. Oh, okay. So all she's doing is looking for a rich man. Is he a husband you want or money you want to marry? You have forgotten that the person you can marry today that can be rich, tomorrow he can become poor. So what will happen? Will you now divorce him? Are you a thief? And let me balance it. Because there are some men now who are looking at women's money and looking at women's pockets. Women are doing powerfully well today. So let's turn it the other way. It's both man and woman. Are you a thief? Are you a robber? Beware of shortcut. Beware. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 22. Please, am I making sense this morning, please? Church, are we making sense this morning, please? You are marrying human beings. You are not marrying money. So don't make money now become the judgment to determine who you marry. Because if you marry that man who is rich today, tomorrow he may not have that money. The Bible says that money grows wings and they fly away. And the Lord thy God will put out this nation before thee by what? Little and little. Everybody say little and little. Louder, you can say little and little. How does God lead us? Little and little. Little and little. That thou mayest not be consumed at once. Now, do you know some people, is the breakthrough that they had that have killed them? Let me ask you, since the day you got that job, how is your prayer life? How is your prayer life? That's what we are saying. Because if you are using quantity to define where God is, no, God does not lead down. God always lead up. So he looks at the salary. This one is small. He look at this one. This one is big. No, God cannot lead down. God is always leading up. But the day you started going to the one that they are paying you more, how is your prayer life? How is your spiritual life? You are already losing your spiritual life. So listen, you are gaining earthly life, but you are losing eternal life. That cannot be from God. Let's balance it. Let's balance this thing. So not all open doors are God's doors. Some doors, they are evil trap in disguise. Because Satan knows that you like big, big things. Ask your neighbor, do you like small things? Because you are looking at me that way as if I'm the only one that likes big things. God will forgive you. I want to decree that you will hear God. One wrong step can wreck an entire destiny. One. One. Somebody say one. One of the books of the month, that is the introduction, Determining Divine Direction, Understanding Divine Direction, very small book written by God's servant. Please, if you can, pick that book. It's the book of the month, the introduction. That was what God's servant used to introduce that book. He said, I met a great man of God, and he didn't mention the name, but it's somebody that we are aware of, great man of God. This is the man of God when, in those days, they will use helicopter to be sharing tracks. That's to show you how great he is. So blessed. He met this man in 1989. And this man told him, he said, David, I took one wrong step in 1981. And from that day, I have not recovered. Today, if I mention the name of the person, if I mention the name of the person, the ministry is no longer. That means you can take one step and lose destiny. God forbid. God forbid. Somebody say, God forbid. God forbid. You can marry the wrong woman and you keep facing pressure in your life. You marry the wrong person, you attach yourself to the wrong association, and you keep facing all kinds of frustration in your life. Please relax. One wrong step. The same way, one right step can make a destiny flourish. One right step. Proverbs 14. And verse number 12. Somebody say, believe in amen. Amen. Proverbs 14 and verse 12. He said, there is a way which seems right unto a man. He said, but what? The end. Somebody say, the end. Amen. Somebody say, the end. Amen. The end thereof are the way of death. Because most of the time when death is coming, it disguises. Death most of the time does not come as death. He said, the end, there is a way, but the end, there is a way, but the end, there is a way, but the end. I want to pray for you. May you not go the way of death. Are there no people who have embarked on a journey and they didn't come back? They went on a journey and didn't come back. Will God in his infinite mercy not quicken their heart and say, my daughter, this journey you are not meant to go. But no, I've made up my mind. I told them I'm coming. You know, in this, our modern world, I've made up my mind. I have my word. I have my word. Are you catching that now? He said, I have my word. I must keep to my word. Relax. You are a woman being. You can make mistake. So tell them, sorry, I know I gave you my word, but I take my word back. I will see you another time. I'm telling you the truth. God's servant will always share this testimony. We had this man in this commission was sharing it. He got into the bus. Those of us who are very familiar with the transportation system of Nigeria, got into the bus, paid, and sat down, and we're waiting for other passengers to come in. And as everything became full, it was time to go. And something told him, you are not meant to be in this bus. And that was how he told the conductor, those who, or the ticket man, let's use that word now so everybody can connect, the ticket man, he said, I'm about to get out. I want to leave this bus. He said, I'm not refunding you. It's not refundable. He said, no worry. Take the money and take all of that. You know, there are some people who still be struggling. Give me my refund. There are some refund you should not take. Just move on. Yeah, just move on. So that you can save yourself the stress of life. And that was how he left. Cut the long story short, that same bus had a very ghastly motor accident. And everybody died. But the Son of God that didn't join that bus did not see death. The death that Satan has prepared for you and your family in any way, any fashion, I want to decree upon you that in the name of Jesus, you will not go that way. Amen. Please say, believe in amen and receive it. So next to salvation, divine direction stands out as the greatest asset. Once you are saved, I am saved. Any other thing you want to look out for is the ability to hear from God per time. Proverbs 23 verse 1 to 3, we see all of that there. So divine direction may not sound well in human consideration. It may not. But it is always the most profitable way to go. Somebody say the most profitable way to go. It may not look well. It may not sound well. It may not sound, you know, you are too rash. How do you talk like this? You Christian self. Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Isaiah 58 verse 8 and 9. Verse 9. It says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than you. So it may not make sense. It may not make sense. Many of us are familiar with John D. Rockefeller, first American billionaire. It wasn't making sense. Come and insure the Titanic. All his business partner went to insure that ship. Only him did not go. They were telling him, we are going to miss the deal. Rock, we're going to miss the deal. John, you need to step up. He said, no. He consulted God because he was a Christian billionaire. And his spirit will not allow him. Let me say this, people of God. Please beware of the spirit of haste. What did I say? The spirit of what? The spirit of what? The spirit of what? Please, I beg you. Anything that is trying to rush you. If you miss this opportunity, it does not come. Opportunity come, but what? Relax, sir. There are many opportunities on this earth. I'm telling you the truth, sir. Don't let anybody make you take step with emergency. He didn't ensure the first trip that ship went, he never came back. Till today, we still talk about the destruction of that ship and many who died. What if the Son of God, billionaire, went in and insured? Most of the companies are not standing today. All the insurance companies that went in that business thing, most of them are not standing today because they've lost. The business you will do that will make you lose everything, may you never see it. I thought it's a good prayer to pray. Is it a bad prayer? Am I praying bad or I'm praying good? I said the business you will do, the work you will do, the person you will meet, that you will never, never, never regret that step. May you never, never see that kind of person. Your adversary is looking for you in case you are not aware. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 3. He said, I advise you, just as Satan, beget Eve. Through the simplicity that is in the gospel. It may be very simple, but please, open up. Open up. However, we must also understand that following divine direction is a choice. Somebody say it's a choice. Louder you can say it's a choice. The loudest you can say it's a choice. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19. I said before you life and death, blessing and cursing, is a choose. Somebody say, I will choose. The loudest you can say, I will choose. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. The Bible says there very quickly. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. They are thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The Revised Version said, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plan for your welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. I see a future in your future. I see a future in your future. I see a future in your future. What are the benefits of following divine direction? Number one, it secures divine presence. Anytime God is leading you, God goes with you. Luke chapter 10, verse 1 to 3, he called the 70, sent them two by two. Can you see that? Verse 1, verse 2. It says in verse 1, please, and sent them two by two before his face into every city wherewith he himself would come. Karuan semrende keshko barabayada. As a matter of fact, you must know, if God said there, God has already gone ahead. He's just waiting for you to come. That's why sometimes it looks like you are not feeling him here again. He has left you. Because he said, go there. Once he said, go there, God has left here and went there. Isaiah 45 verse 1. Why is it that God goes there? Look at it. Thus saith the Lord, the only anointed one, Cyrus, whose hand I have holding, to subdue nations. I will loose the loins of kings. Open before you. Can you see that? That's the reason God goes ahead. So that I can go and clear the barrier. So that when you come, you won't see barriers. You won't see opposition. Even when you see opposition, they become stumbling block to your possessions. Somebody say a louder amen. I say somebody say the loudest amen. He goes before you. Mark 16 and verse number 17. You go into the world and preach the gospel. And then when you do that, this sign shall follow them that believe. Verse 20. And the Lord was walking with them. He goes with you. Somebody say divine presence. Louder you can say divine presence. Romans 8:31. If God be for me, you will never lose divine presence again. Please say the loudest amen. Amen. Number two, it triggers supernatural breakthrough. When God leads, you don't break down. You break through. Psalm 24 verse 7. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, O ye everlasting doors, for the King of glory wants to come in. Lift up your hands, O ye gate. Every gate before you are lifted up. Why? Because you enjoy unusual breakthrough. No breakdown. No breakdown. No breakdown. I said no breakdown. Number three, it renders your enemy helpless. It renders your enemy helpless. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. The rod and the staff, they comfort me. Are you seeing that now? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Can you see that? Psalm 23 from verse 1 all the way to 6. He said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. I don't care who the enemy is. If God is for you, they are harmless. They are heartless. They cannot harm you. They cannot harm you. I said they cannot harm you. They will not harm you. They cannot hurt you. They will not hurt you. They cannot touch you. They will not touch you. Thank you, Father. As I wrap up on this, people of God, we are building the blocks, remember? What is my admonishment? Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6 is my admonishment. Everyone, let's read together. One, two, go. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. Verse 6. In all your ways, acknowledge and in. Tell your neighbor, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. So when you add that to Job, instead of saying, Lord, bless the job, what should you say? Which one do you want? When you had that two ladies that you are interested in, instead of, oh Lord, I like them, Lord, which one in all your ways? Listen, God is too big to force himself on you. God is only committed to direct you when you are humble enough to follow. He will never force himself on anybody. He's too big a God to force himself on you. It's Satan that is too small that forces himself on us. Can I say this? And let's move on. Have you noticed most of your pains in life is when you missed God's direction? Tell yourself the truth. Most of the places you are going through regrets is because if you tell yourself the truth, you missed the voice of God somewhere. Somebody say, I hear. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Within the short time I have, remember today is our encounter with destiny. And please pay attention as I point out these few things for us and then we'll begin to pray. Say with me, I'm a child of destiny. I cannot be a destitute. Romans 8, 29 and 30. Romans 8, 29 and 30. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of the Son, that he might be the firstborn among the brethren. Verse 2. Verse next, please. He said, moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he called. When you were born again, he called you. And the reason he called you is so that he can justify you. Listen, we are justified through the blood in Christ. Our justification came through salvation. No man is justified by his works. And the reason he justified you is so that he can glorify you. So, you can see that when he called you, he didn't call you to shame. He called you to glory. So number one, you have a glorious destiny. Somebody say, there is glory in my destiny. Number two, you have an enviable destiny. Enviable destiny. Genesis 26 verse 12 to 14. Speaking about Isaac, he was envied. In verse number 14, Isaac became so blessed that he was envied. Galatians 4 and 28, the Bible told us that we brethren, as Isaac was. So he compared our destiny as Isaac. So if Isaac became so blessed that he was envied, that is the way the picture of my destiny looks like. That I will be so blessed that I will command the envy of the world. Can I say this to every believer? I want you to build yourself to the place where you can manage critics. Yes. Because even Jesus, your Savior, was criticized. True of us. He was blasphemed. True of us. They said all kinds to him. True of us. Did he sin? No. Not to talk of us who are not even perfect. So build yourself, because there is envy in your destiny. When people are envying you, don't worry. It's part of the package. But no matter their envy, they can gnash their teeth. Their teeth will break. It won't touch you. Anything can happen. Envy my destiny. Envy my destiny. Number three, you have a pace-setting destiny. Matthew 5:14. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Pace-setting. Do you know what that means? Inside your destiny is global phenomenon. Global. It didn't say you are the light of your village. It said you are the light of the world. So get back to work and go and shine. Don't put your head down. Get back to your community and go and shine the light of the Christian that you are. Stop hiding as a believer. You are a solution to your world. You are not part of the problem. You have a royal destiny. Revelation 5 and verse 10. You are ordained as king and priest, and you shall reign on the earth. 1 Peter 2 and verse number 9. It says that we are a royal priesthood. You are what? You are what? Tap your neighbor, say you have royal priesthood inside you. However, few things line up. Please take note. Most Christians sell off their destiny. All these things I've said. Why is it that you have all these great things and yet it's not showing? Because most people have sold their destiny, like Esau did. Genesis 25. Verse 29 to 33. How did they sell it? One, through ignorance. Through ignorance. If you don't know who you are, Satan will tell you who you are not. Isaiah 5 and verse 13. Isaiah 4 and verse 6. How did they sell their destiny? They sold their destiny by becoming too hurry, and they lose it. They've forgotten that even a king does not become a king in a day. Proverbs 20:21. I talked about the spirit of haste. Please beware. The spirit of hurry. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. So I know I'm a king, but I'm in a process. Somebody say, believe in amen. I know I will be great, but I am in a what? And it's called little by little. Don't cast me down yet. Come back tomorrow. You see my destiny. Tell me I'm a small boy. No problem. Tomorrow, this same small boy is going to be a great man. Hallelujah. They hurry into the destiny. Hurry. Number three, some compare. They are comparing themselves. Please, 2 Corinthians 10 and 12. Don't compare yourself. Thank God you are a businessman, but don't compare. They that compare themselves against themselves, they are not wise. Let us run our destiny and our race that is faced before us. Somebody say, I receive that. Please don't compare. Don't compare. No two pastors are the same. No two apostles are the same. Not even two twins are the same. I'm a twin by birth. You need to see my twin. We are not doing the same thing. No two people are the same. Stop comparing your husband with your ex. He's not your ex. If your ex is that good, why are you not married to him? My boyfriend, if you know my boyfriend. Shut up, man. My girlfriend. Shut up. You are comparing people of people who have left your life. If they were that good, why are they not in your life? And stop putting pressure on the present person because of the things that the people in the past never did in your life. They cannot pay for what people did. Stop putting pressure on people. Your father didn't take care of you. Now you want your husband to be the father. How can he be a father? To be your father? Let him be the father to your children and be a husband to you. Period. Don't put the pressure on him. Somebody did something bad and you want the people in your presence to pay for it. You are not fair. You are not fair. You are not fair. Let's wake up. Tell your neighbor, I have a great destiny. I'm not comparing myself with anybody. I am a divine project. I am going somewhere to happen. I shall be great. But I will get there little by little. Come on, give Jesus a big hand of praise. This is the best time to rise on your feet. The best time to rise on your feet. And lift up your hands and bless his name. Glorify him. Can you see greatness in your destiny? Lift up your hands and bless him. Bless him. Father, I give you thanks. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you adoration. Blessed be your name. I thought somebody's praise will hit the roof. Just knowing that your destiny is great. I don't know what they told you. They told you you can't make it. The Bible says you can make it. They told you you are small. The Bible says you are great. They told you you can't do it. The Bible says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please somebody say believe in amen.
Amen.
Remember where we began. The journey of destiny begins with encounter with Jesus. Do you know everyone that is not born again is merely existing? Yeah, according to scriptures. It's only those who have received Christ that are already found their path in what we call the path of predestination. Salvation is what brings you in. He said, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep. Somebody will just, you are hearing me, I'm saying, oh, I would love God to direct me. God does not direct strangers. The Lord is my shepherd. If God will be your shepherd, then you are ready. You are in this service, something is telling you. You need to give way to God. You have led your way all through life. And you can see what is coming. But you must surrender your life to Jesus. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. Jesus, have mercy on me. I want to return back to Christ. I'm tired of leading myself. I want you, Jesus, to come and be my leader. With all eyes bowed and all eyes closed, I want to encourage you wherever you are. Please take a bold step and come to the altar. I want to pray for you. And God will bless you as you do. God will bless you as you do. God will bless you. You are a young man, you are a young woman. Jesus, I need you in my life. I need you in my life. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour
I need thee. Oh, bless me now.
Oh, bless me now.
Oh, I go.
That something tells me there is somebody here that need to come to the altar to say, Jesus, I surrender my life. I'm surrendering my life. You are a lady, you need to come. You are a man, you need to come. Something is already telling you, please don't quench the voice. Don't quench his voice. Respond. You are a Christian before, you backslided one reason or the other. You can make it right now. God bless you as you do. Church, please clap hands for Jesus. Let's encourage that man, that woman. Nowhere is too far. Nowhere is too far. But wherever you are, please take a bold step. Few more moments I'm giving you, please. Get down here. Let's pray for you. Pastor, pray with me. I want to make it right. I want Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of my soul. I want Jesus to come and be the shepherd of my life. Shepherd of my soul.
I give you full control wherever you believe, I will follow.
touch, oh,
to
listen to your voice. You're already coming, please come. God bless you. Please come, God bless you. Please come, God bless you.
I will go.
Take that song one more time, Shepherd of my soul. Nowhere is too far. Please come.
Shepherd of my soul. I give you full control.
Everyone in front, if you want to join us, quickly do that. Place your right hand on your chest. Say this simple prayer with me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today in total surrender of my sin. Have mercy on me. Forgive me. I cannot help myself. I surrender all to you. Come and be the shepherd and the Lord of my life. Forgive me all my sin. From today, I declare you as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, praying for everyone in front, grace that I brought them forward, let the grace keep them. From today, you will begin to enjoy your pathway to destiny. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Please open your eyes. Go with our pastors. Let them help you with the decision you have made. Church, please clap your hands for Jesus. Clap your hands for Jesus. I wanted to pray one prayer, and I agree with you. By my own spirit of faith, I want to believe that every one of us is in a journey. I wanted to pray for yourself, Lord. You are going to pray for yourself. That Lord, from today, come and take charge of my life. Come and pilot my life. Come and be the captain of my ship. Are you catching that now? Remember I said, God will never force himself on you. But just imagine God pilot you this month. Man, you are going on a flight. Imagine God be the captain of your ship. You are going on a cruise. Lift up your voice. Lay your hand upon yourself and just pray. Whether on your head or touch your chest. And it's total surrender. Lord, this month, I hand it over. I hand it over. I hand it over. I hand it over. Come and pilot. Come and lead. Come and direct. Lord, take over. Take over. Take over. Take over that business. Take over that career. Take over that family. Lord, take over, take over, take over, take over. Lord, I step back so that you can step up. I step back, I step aside so that you can step in. Begin to tell God, Lord, take over. Regarding that immigration, take over. Regarding that finance issue, take over. Regarding that family matter, take over. Lord, take over. 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 Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Place your hand on yourself. I have three prayers to pray for you. And I believe you will receive it by faith. By the service that you are connecting with, which is our encounter with destiny service. I decree from today that every destiny that may be closed by the power of his word that have been unveiled to you, I decree your destiny to open up in a grand style. I thought somebody would say the loudest amen. I said, I thought somebody would say the loudest amen. Every closed destiny, open up in the name of Jesus. Closed career, open up in the name of Jesus. Close business, open up in the name of Jesus. Close profession, open up in the name of Jesus. Every darkness that may be sitting on any destiny, I decree the light of God shine over that destiny. Every destiny that is dying, not that you have not discovered, but it's like in a standstill, it's being restricted, it's being obstructed, it's being limited. Every limit, every obstruction, everything standing on the way between you and your next chapter in your destiny, I command that obstruction to roll away. I told the church, we said the loudest amen. I command that obstruction to roll away. If the obstruction is like a law, is a person, is a spiritual being, a demonic being, a curse, something that has been said that God did not say, something negative, whatever is coming, whatever form that obstruction may be, I command that they be rolled away. That stone that is blocking you, that stone is rolled away. In the name of Jesus. I'm beginning from now. I now decree the grace to submit to God's leading. The grace to give it totally to the Lord. The grace to depend on the Lord. Receive it in the name of Jesus. This month of September, you shall be remembered for good. 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 It will be a month you will not forget in an hurry. God will lead you to where your blessings are waiting. God will lead you to where your breakthroughs are waiting. God will lead you to where your favors are waiting. You receive that with your loudest amen. And so shall it be. Lift up your hands and give him thanks. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for taking over. Thank you for taking over. Thank you for taking over my month. You've taken over my month of September. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you adoration. Come on, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh ye people. And give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Amen and amen. Help me tell two people by you, wherever they are, tell them and say, neighbor, your destiny will know no limits from today. Tell another neighbor the same thing. Your destiny will know no limit from today. Help me give Jesus a big hand of praise. Hallelujah.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.